This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson, continuing a dictation on patient Blossom, B-L-O-S-S-O-M, first name Jeryn, J-E-R-Y-N, date of birth August 17, 1976. The patient's data review. ECG demonstrates normal left ventricular systolic and diastolic function, period. Left ventricular ejection fraction is 64%, period. There is trace mitral regurgitation, period. There is trace tricuspid regurgitation, period. There is trace mild pulmonic regurgitation, period. No pericardial effusion is noted, period. She was referred for ZIO, ZIO rhythm analysis, period. Patient noted to have minimum heart rate of 38 beats per minute and maximum heart rate of 167 beats per minute. There was correction. There were several episodes of second degree AV block type 1, period. There were isolated SVEs, period. There were isolated ventricular ectopy and ventricular ectopic couplets were present, period. The patient had no additional high-grade dysrhythmia, period. On exercise treadmill testing, she exercised 15 minutes and 26 seconds and achieved a peak heart rate of 153 beats per minute, which is 87% of the maximum predicted heart rate, period. The test was stopped because of fatigue, period. No significant ST or T-wave changes were noted, period. The impression, one, palpitations, unclear etiology. Next number, trivial mitral regurgitation. Next number, trace pulmonic regurgitation, period. Next number, trace tricuspid regurgitation, period. Next number, episodes of couplet. Next number, episodes of second degree AV block type 1, i.e. Mobitz block, period. The recommendation / plan, I have asked her to stop taking all supplements, period. I have also asked her to decrease her caffeine intake, period. She is to follow up in 2-3 months, period. If she has ongoing symptoms of palpitations, despite these changes, we'll repeat her ZIO and consider referral to electrophysiologist. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on Jeryn Blossom. Thank you.